wrapping up 4 hours of Rosie on the House on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
We have had a lot of phone calls from Tucson today. Everybody's up and at them. Got things to do. It's just too pretty not to get something done. Be outside.
It is.
Do you remember getting a letter from a man named James who lived on Bear Canyon Road?
I would not have remembered his name, but I do remember he built his own home out on Bear Canyon, East Tucson.
Well,
he
along with many other people this morning have called to ask for their calendars. So people
are
still asking to have their calendars mailed, and they will they will get those.
Yeah.
I said earlier, it only made it.
Everybody's coughing.
A hairball going on here.
Okay. Take two.
It's a pass around
call. Live radio, guys. Sorry.
I said 200 miles. Brain fart. It only made it about 50 miles, it seemed like, from the point of distribution. So if you hadn't got it, if it wasn't in your mailbox yesterday, it should be there today for at least the state of Arizona. And Julia, I know she ordered one. I don't know how long it's going to take to get to Minneapolis. There was a guy that had to send 7 copies to Austria. I have no idea how long it's going to take to get to Europe.
And we're almost out of the first run.
Well, not exactly out. We did an order of 10,000, and we've given all of our partners stacks of calendars. And this week we'll have on our website, every place that has a showroom, you'll be able to walk in and pick one up if you don't want to wait for us to mail you the next one.
Good, good.
So they'll be, they're out there and they're available. But if you just would like one, we mail. We're going to just kind of play this by ear to see how much time and maintenance it creates. We'll probably mail either weekly or monthly just to, based on demand.
Good.
But
yeah, so you can keep requesting them.
We had.
So James in Bear Canyon?
Yeah. So James, he called for his calendar. Okay. And then he said, hey, by the way, I wrote Rosie
I
one
the
time.
House.
And he said he wanted you to come and see his, he has a gemstone countertop.
Yes.
We're going to have to see that. He said you'd really enjoy it. And you would also enjoy his little cannon he put on his roof for his woodpeckers.
He sent me pictures of the house. And it is the kind of home you would want to see. And apparently he built the entire thing with his own two hands. And it's really very pretty. I remember the pictures of the bathroom countertops, and I remember the pictures of his air horn. And this is how we collect information for you, the Arizona homeowners, on, you know, we get the call every spring. I've got this woodpecker that's pecking on my spark arrestor fireplace, waking me up every morning. And for those of you like Jennifer and I that have a fireplace in the master bedroom, it's extremely loud and it does wake you up. Well, James on Bear Canyon out in Tucson rigged up a compressed air horn with a release trigger beside his bed. So the air horn was connected to the chimney. The button was beside the bed. And as soon as that woodpecker even thought, you can hear them land. You can hear their feet land on it. And then you know, oh, here it comes. And it is so loud. So James blows the woodpecker off the chimney with his air horn.
Well, James, keep it up, and we'll add that tip to our home maintenance calendar as it relates to pest control. Each month we feature a different topic. This month it's all outdoor hardscapes. Next month it's all pest control and extermination. And to March we go into windows. A couple emails we've received this morning. One comes from Mr. Bobby. Oh, excuse me. This is Rick. I love this. Hey, I just received your 2018 calendar, and I love it. Now, send one to my son-in-law, Bobby, and he gives us his
nice
his address. So I don't know if he's trying to get him off the couch or maybe get him a little engaged, but we'll be that resource for you to help get in son-in-law
motivate.
Engaged. And then Claudia from Fountain Hills writes in and says, just thank you for the calendar. My husband and I have been leafing through it and looking at all your information on products, events, dates, and photos. Love the 1974 high school picture of Rosie. I don't know if you saw, we snuck that in there. Calendar is awesome. I had no idea.
I didn't see it before it went to print.
Include quick reference to phone numbers of your certified partners. What a great feature. My husband worked for Stanley Tools, which owns Proto. That's the toolbox of our 30th anniversary toolkit that we're putting together. All proceeds go to our nonprofits. She says, what excellent product. We're very happy that you have selected them. Longtime listeners and have used many of your partners, including Durafoam Roofing, Pella Windows, A Authentic Garage Door. We feel lucky to have found you many years ago. And on a side note, lived in Baton Rouge for several years and missed them po' boys. Hope you do a calendar every year, and based on all the feedback we're getting, probably will.
Yeah, so. Apparently so.
Thanks for the letter, Claudia, and glad you appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Tuning out, signing off here at Rosie on the House. Y'all be blessed this week, and don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 o'clock.